Even though it's a weed, marijuana growers like to give their crop a push, and they're not organic gardeners.
Lots of garbage. Lots of bags of fertilizer, too. Miracle-Gro. Pepto-Bismol bottles.
A U.S. Forest Service guide pushes through thick trees and brush to reveal a crude shelter in Wisconsin's Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. The roughly half-acre site is one of 10 busted last month. A total of 50,000 plants was uprooted. Jeff Seafelt is the ranger in charge of this part of the forest. He estimates 100 trees were clear-cut here. But perhaps more concerning are the three hot tub-sized holes dug nearby a rushing trout stream.
They dug in these wetlands down to the water table and let the water table come up, and then they had a water source scattered around this area.
This site is one of a growing number, according to the chief of the U.S. Forest Service, Tom Tidwell. He says the problem used to be confined to the West Coast, but last year there were busts in 25 states. Not only is it a safety concern because growers are often armed, Tidwell says the marijuana crowds out native plants and the animals who call them home. Also, garden chemicals leach into the water.
To be able to have a grow site, usually they're diverting water out of streams. They use pesticides and herbicides, and then a significant amount of trash is accumulated from these grow sites.
There have been instances of fish kills associated with the pot plots, but even people who've never set foot in a national forest may have reason to be concerned about the waters there.
When you look at where these are located, it definitely has the potential to be able to get pesticides into a stream, and many of our streams then flow into municipal water systems. We provide almost nearly 60% of the water in this country, comes off of national forests and grasslands. So even a relatively small site has the potential to have a negative impact on water.
Tidwell says it's hard to put a dollar figure on the environmental damage. The Forest Service may pursue extra charges against those arrested in connection with the grows. The agency is also stepping up flyovers to scope out potentially illicit camps. For Ranger Jeff Seafelt, the misuse of the land goes beyond pure ecology.
Personally, it upsets me that someone would do this to the public's land. This is land that belongs to everybody, and to come and put a scar on it and leave garbage it doesn't make me very happy.
Within a couple of years, Seafelt says the spruce and birch trees will start to come back. So will the songbirds, snowshoe rabbits, and deer. It's the unseen damage that could linger. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.